The electric and telephone utility that serves Eagle is planning to replace transmission lines taken out by flooding and move ahead with a hydro project. Alaska Power and Telephone President Bob Grimm says high water and ice caused substantial damage to the utility's infrastructure in Eagle.
We lost about 2 miles of distribution line due to the flooding. And we essentially bypassed that part that was damaged by installing a separate generator at the new village. And that's going to run until the permanent repairs can be made.
The downed lines run between the power plant in the city of Eagle and the new native village. Grimm says the utility is working with the Tanana Chiefs Conference to get a right-of-way to put in a new transmission line to the village. He says the utility, which serves several rural communities, is hoping to garner state or federal support for the $300,000 project.
If we don't get some recovery, it's going to affect the rates in Northway, Bettles, Allicacket, Alatna, as well as Eagle. And so, you know, that would just be terribly sad for those other customers.
Grimm says the utility is still moving ahead with a hydroelectric project at Eagle that will help lower rates. The underwater electric kite is a seasonal in-river turbine that's expected to cut diesel consumption for power generation at Eagle by 50%. Grimm says installation of the turbine has been delayed until August to allow time for assessment of the planned deployment site for flood and ice damage.
We're going to have to redo our bathymetric studies to see if the event changed the contour of the river. You know, we've had a major event here and all our previous planning is kind of out the window until we verify whether the configuration of the river has changed or not changed.
Grimm says the $1.5 million in-river turbine is currently being assembled in the lower 48. The Eagle Hydro project is supported by a grant from the Denali Commission.